this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We do subscribe to five. It's always a mixed bag, though, what we get. Let's begin with a mind coaching piece. What can my dreams tell me? The answer can help us solve problems in our waking life. Here are easy ways to uncover the wisdom of your unconscious mind. First, set the stage. Boost dream recall. The best way to do just that is to get more sleep, says psychologist Deidre Barrett, Ph.D. Dream-rich REM sleep, that's rapid eye movement sleep, lengthens dramatically toward morning. So 8 hours versus four makes a big difference. As you drift off, set an intention. I will wake from my dreams and remember them. In the morning, as you wake, stay exactly as you are and let the dream float back. The last moment you remember is like a thread. Tug it, and more scenes will return. Dreams always leave an emotional footprint. Waking up cozy, excited, or wistful is often your first clue. Spark problem solving. Write a short phrase about a problem and leave it on your nightstand, says Barrett. Picture something connected to it, like an image that symbolizes the issue. This gives your dreaming brain a visual seed. As you drift off, tell yourself that you want to dream about the problem. And when you wake, jot down anything that surfaces. Those fragments are often the start of something surprisingly useful. Do a little role playing. Choose a dream image and pretend that you are that image. A strategy called role-playing, says expert Robert Haas. Then ask six questions. How does it feel? What is its function? What does it like about being that thing? What does it dislike? What does it fear? And what does it desire? These answers reflect your feelings. You can often identify emotional conflict by the I like versus I dislike, and the I fear and I desire statements. Then go deeper. Interview your dreams. The most effective way to interpret dreams is the dream interview, and it entails asking yourself non-leading questions. Expert Gail Delaney recalls how this helped one woman who dreamed of a black cat gain insight into her love life. I asked her, "What is a cat like to you?" Aloof. What is the one in your dream like? Gorgeous, but causing a ruckus. Is anyone in your life like that? Distant, yet chaotic? Tears welled up as she realized it was her boyfriend. All the men in my life have been cats, she said. I need a loyal dog. Then let them bring hope. A woman once described a nightmare in which she was staring at an ominous tree filled with dark shapes. Recalls Ross. The image that stood out was a bird's nest, so I had her role play. What did she like about being the nest? It was nurturing. And dislike? Being crapped on. Hearing her answers aloud, she saw they reflected her need to balance caring with asserting herself. Dream symbols, in other words, hold meaning only we can uncover. A new album. Feel Your Toes Tappin' with Cloud Nine by Megan Maroney. Country superstar Megan Maroney has been taking the genre by storm, and now the blonde hitmaker is soaring even higher with her all-new album, Cloud Nine, which dropped February 20th. Known for fan-favorite anthems like Tennessee Orange and I'm Not Pretty, Maroney is ushering in a fresh era with new tracks including Beautiful Things. This year, the songstress will also hit the road on her highly anticipated Cloud Nine tour. You can stream the album on Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And from Woman's World, what your OBGYN won't tell you. From pelvic exams and vaginal dryness to hormone therapy and menopause, there's so much your doctor wishes she could walk you through during your visit, if only she had the time. So we asked top gynecologists to pull back the curtain and share the surprising, no-holds-barred truths they want you to know so you can stay healthy and feel your best. 1. You don't need a pelvic exam every year. If you've always thought an annual pelvic exam, where your doctor inspects your vulva, looks inside the vagina with a speculum, and feels the uterus and ovaries from the outside to check for anything unusual, was a must, you're not alone. Doctors used to say that too, but guidelines have changed. There's really no scientific basis for doing a pelvic exam yearly if you're low risk and have no symptoms, notes Esther Eisenberg, MD, co-lead editor of Menopause, What Your OBGYN Wants You to Know. Today, many doctors agree that it's fine to hold off on this full check of your reproductive system unless there's a specific reason, such as pain, unusual discharge, or abnormal bleeding. Even annual cervical cancer screenings aren't necessary for most women at average risk. The American Cancer Society recommends this quick cervix swab for those aged 30 to 65 every 3 to 5 years. 2. Don't wait for your yearly visit. If you're suffering from hot flashes, dryness, or any other bothersome symptoms, make an appointment before your annual well woman exam, urges Dr. Eisenberg. During that visit, we can spend more time on your concerns, run tests, and develop a personalized treatment plan. Then when you return for your yearly visit, your doctor can follow up on your progress. 3. Pelvic exams can be a la carte. Don't love certain parts of a screening like the rectal exam? You can say no thanks, assures Dr. Eisenberg. While each component is important, for example, checking for internal masses, most gynecologists are happy to adjust based on your comfort level. 4. No need to cancel for your period. If you're menstruating when your appointment day arrives, go anyway. Unless you're being seen for a concern like abnormal discharge, your doctor can still perform routine exams and pap smears, assures Lauren Stryker, MD, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine and author of Slip Sliding Away, Turning Back the Clock on Your Vagina. If you're unsure, reach out to your doctor's office and let them make the call. 5. You can feel better without HRT. HRT is hormone replacement therapy. There are several well-studied non-hormonal options, says osteopathic physician Carolyn Moyers, DO, founder of SkyWomen'sHealth.com and creator of the Mastering Menopause Clinician Training Program. These include cognitive behavioral therapy, clinical hypnosis, antidepressants, and new hot flash medications. 6. Hormone therapy isn't one size fits all. If you're bothered by hot flashes, sleeplessness, anxiety, or depression, hormones can be a reasonable choice, says Dr. Eisenberg. But after 65, a greater risk of breast cancer and heart disease may outweigh the benefits. The best approach? Talk to your doctor about your symptoms, medical history, and goals. 7. You may want a second opinion, especially when it comes to vaginal dryness. If your doctor brushes it off as normal or tells you to just use lubricant, ask another doctor. Low-dose vaginal estrogen is safe for long-term use, says Dr. Moyers. Even breast cancer survivors can safely use it as needed. 8. Birth control after 40 is still important. Even if your periods are irregular or you're having perimenopausal symptoms, you can still get pregnant, says Sherry Ross, MD, Chief Medical Officer of Menopause Hormone Therapy Quick MD, and author of She-ology, The Definitive Guide to Women's Intimate Health, period. In fact, 48% of pregnancies occurring between ages 40 and 45 are unplanned. The silver lining? Some of the same oral contraceptives that can prevent pregnancy can also ease perimenopause symptoms. 9. Don't put up with painful sex. It's important to know it's not normal to experience persistent pain during sex, explains Dr. Ross. There are many ways to treat it, she adds. Discussing it with your gynecologist can help pinpoint the cause so she can make a diagnosis and treatment plan. And 10, you deserve to be heard. Trusting your gut is a critical part of navigating your health, especially during menopause, which can involve complex and sometimes subtle symptoms. Dr. Moyer says, if you feel dismissed or unheard, she advises looking for a Menopause Society certified practitioner at portal.menopause.org. That's P-O-R-T-A-L dot M-E-N-O-P-A-U-S-E dot O-R-G. They're specifically trained in the nuances of midlife women's health. From Women's Day, sweets for the senses. March 21st is National Fragrance Day. So treat yourself to something sweet. The most popular perfumes right now are sprinkled with delicious notes that could be found in a bakery or even your pantry, and that have a comforting, irresistible quality. So spritz on. They offer some options for you. Some expensive, some not. Let's start with the Knot. It's Mix Bar Honey Milk Eau de Parfum, $20 at Target. Nibble worthy notes. It's got warm honey and sweet cream in the mix. Then we'll go to the most expensive, Lancôme's La Vie Est Belle Vanilla Nude Eau de Parfum, $164 on Amazon. It's nibble-worthy notes, glazed bourbon vanilla. The next most expensive, Ellis Brooklyn Queens Caramel. Queens Caramel Eau de Parfum, $115 at Sephora. The nibble-worthy notes, caramel, maple sugar, and white chocolate. And the last one, the Seven Virtues Buttercream Haze, $94 at Sephora. Nibble-worthy notes, buttercream icing, maple cream, and toasted caramel. Book recommendation. Hopefully it's available on Audible. Rashonda Tate is the author, T-A-T-E. Won hearts with her 2024 book, The Queen of Sugar Hill. And her newest novel, With Love from Harlem, is another historical fiction gem. The story, about a beloved real-life jazz performer, takes readers to 1943 Harlem. Jazz prodigy, film star, and civil rights trailblazer Hazel Scott rises to fame as she begins an affair with politician Adam Clayton Powell, Jr. As lives collide, Hazel must choose between love and ambition. From Woman's World, earn income from your extra space. Cash in on closets. With storage unit fees skyrocketing, people are seeking lower-cost ways to store furniture, boxes, or seasonal items. You can earn $50 to $300 a month by renting out your empty closets, bedrooms, sheds, or basements on stash.com, S-T-A-C-H-E.com, or Facebook Marketplace. Lease your driveway. Owners of cars, RVs, or boats often need secure parking, and many of them will pay $100 to $300 a month for a spot in your driveway or garage. Set your rate and list your space on neighbor.com. That's neighbor.com or parkingforme.com, parkingforme.com. And turn your yard into a bark yard. Have a fenced area where pups can play? You can rent it out to local dog owners who don't have one on sniffspot.com, S-N-I-F-F-S-P-O-T. .com. Hosts typically earn $10 to $20 an hour per dog, and the platform even provides damage protection and liability insurance. Fast fixes for fashion glitches. Let's see what we got. Nix armpit stains with a panty liner. Armpit stains are one of the fastest ways to render a garment unwearable, says Hollywood costume designer Allison Freer, author of The Accessory Handbook. Her last name, F-R-E-E-R. To avoid heartbreak, put out the pieces you're likeliest to sweat in. Then stick in self-adhesive armpit guards or cut a panty liner in half and achieve the same effect for about 20 cents. And restring sweatpants with a safety pin. I've done this with hoodies. Lost the string to your hoodie, lounge pants, or pajama bottoms? Pin a simple safety pin through one end of the string and then use the pin as a guide to work it back through the whole channel, encourages Freer. I taught this trick to an actor who exclusively wore hoodies on a TV show, and he liked to give me heart palpitations by pulling the string out between takes and seeing how fast he could thread it back in before the director called action. Surprising ways to ease sinus issues. There are three. Breathe this way. Slowly inhaling through the nose increases the body's production of nitric oxide, a naturally occurring gas that supports the opening of nasal airway passages and enhances airflow. Hum a tune. A study in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine found humming sends gentle vibrations through the sinuses, helping to open the tiny passages for easier breathing. And try acupressure. Research participants who practiced 4 weeks of daily acupressure, pressing the sides of the nose and between the eyebrows, reported less nasal congestion and fewer allergy symptoms overall. You know what I love? All three of those are free and easy to do. That's always the best, right? A couple quick and easy money savers. To get your groceries for under a dollar, deal hunters rejoice. Online retailers like Amazon, Target, and Walmart now make it easy to spot grocery bargains with new AI-powered tools. Just type groceries under a dollar, and AI will pull together their lowest-cost foods. And no more mop refills. Skip pricey boxes of disposable floor cleaning pads and go for a mop that comes with a washable fabric cover instead. Just toss the pad in the wash and reuse it. Find mops with multi-use pads at Amazon and Walmart. Moving now for some tasty treats here. Let's make some fettuccine carbonara with chicken. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 25. And it serves 4. We need 3 eggs, 1 cup finely shredded parmesan, 4 slices of bacon diced, 1 clove of garlic finely chopped, 8 ounces of fettuccine pasta, 1 cup frozen peas, 2 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, and optional sliced chili pepper. In a medium bowl, whisk eggs and 3/4 cup of parmesan. In a nonstick skillet, cook the bacon over medium heat until crisp, 7 to 8 minutes, and then drain. Discard all but 1 teaspoon drippings from the skillet. Add garlic. Over medium low, cook 30 seconds, then stir into the egg mixture. In a pot of salted boiling water, cook pasta as per package directions, adding peas during the last 3 minutes. Reserve 1/2 cup of the cooking liquid and drain. Whisk cooking liquid into the egg mixture. Toss with pasta mixture and chicken. Top with bacon, remaining cheese, and if desired, the sliced chili pepper. Well, that sounds pretty easy. Go take that one home. How about some steamed cod and veggie packets? This makes 6 servings. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 30. We need 3 cups cooked jasmine rice, 3 cups fresh spinach leaves, 2 red and or yellow peppers diced, 6 4-ounce cod fillets, 1 tablespoon lemon pepper seasoning, 2 tablespoons oil, 6 slices of lemon, and 6 sprigs fresh dill, plus additional. Prepare grill for medium-high indirect heat cooking. Place 6 pieces of parchment paper on a baking sheet. Spoon 1/2 cup of rice into the centers of each piece of parchment. Top each with spinach leaves, diced bell peppers, and the cod. Add 1/2 teaspoon lemon pepper seasoning and 1 teaspoon oil to each cod fillet. Then place lemon slices and 6 dill sprigs on top. Fold the edges of each parchment paper packet together to seal completely. Place packets directly on the grill grate over cooler side of the grill. Grill for 20 minutes. Let packets sit 5 minutes. Gently tear open the paper, being careful as the steam escapes. Garnish with additional dill if desired and serve immediately. If you want to make these in the oven, simply heat the oven to 350 and bake the packets for 20 minutes until fish is tender and flakes easily with a fork. About sweet potato fries, and fries is in quotes. These spiced right spuds pair perfectly with a lime-kissed sauce that will keep everyone coming back for more. This makes 4 servings. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time, 30. We need 1/2 cup plain non-fat Greek yogurt, 2 teaspoons fresh lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, 1 pound of sweet potatoes peeled and cut into 1/2-inch thick fries, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and flaky sea salt, optional. In a bowl, combine the Greek yogurt, lime juice, ground cumin, and ground coriander, and set aside. In a separate bowl, coat sweet potatoes with the cooking spray. Toss with chili powder, salt, and pepper. Place crisper plate in the basket of a 5-quart air fryer. Coat with cooking spray. Place basket in the air fryer. Heat to air fry at 350. Place potatoes in the basket. Air fry until tender, 15 to 20 minutes, shaking the basket halfway through. Serve with the reserved sauce, and if desired, top fries with flaky sea salt. How about blue cheese coleslaw? Makes my mouth water. Makes 6 servings. Active time, 10 minutes, and total time, also 10 minutes. Love it already. 6 tablespoons blue cheese dressing, 2 tablespoons buttermilk, 1/2 head of green cabbage, thinly sliced and chopped, 1/2 head of red cabbage, thinly sliced and chopped, 2 teaspoons celery seed, kosher salt to taste, freshly ground black pepper to taste, 1/2 cup of crumbled blue cheese, and 2 tablespoons chives, chopped. In a small bowl, mix blue cheese dressing and buttermilk together. In a large mixing bowl, combine green and red cabbage, pour dressing over the cabbage mixture, and toss until well coated. Then add celery seed, season with salt and pepper as desired. Top with crumpled blue cheese and garnish with fresh chives. And a somewhat different beverage, honey bourbon or bourbon honey tea. Orange blossom honey adds sweetness to this refresher. This makes 4 servings. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 15. Let's see what we need. 5 English tea bags, 1/4 cup of honey, preferably orange blossom, plus additional if you want it. 4 ounces of bourbon whiskey, half teaspoon vanilla extract, ice cubes, and lemon wheels and fresh mint sprigs for serving. In a large heat-proof pitcher, steep your tea bags in 1 cup of boiling water 3 to 5 minutes. Remove bags and don't squeeze. Stir in honey. Add 1 cup cold water, the bourbon, and vanilla. Then chill at least 1 hour or until cold. Divide spiked tea evenly among 4 ice-filled glasses. Serve with additional honey. Garnish with lemon wheels. That's just sliced lemon. And fresh mint. And let's take a mini vacation at home. A tangy cocktail inspired by Café Pascal and a virtual tour of a must-see museum will instantly transport you to Santa Fe, New Mexico. The cocktail? The Paloma Spritz. We need 4 tablespoons fresh-squeezed grapefruit juice, 2 ounces of tequila, 2 teaspoons agave syrup, 4 ounces of club soda, and fresh thyme. Mix the juice, tequila, and syrup and pour into ice-filled glass. Top with soda and garnish with a sprig of thyme. And this actually makes enough for 2. And your virtual tour, New Mexico History Museum. Travel back in time and learn about local culture as you explore the museum's photo archives and online exhibits at nmhistorymuseum.org. That's nmhistorymuseum.org/visit/online-resources. That's online-resources. And from Woman's World, a moment for you. You're doing an outstanding job. Compliments, kudos, praise, pats on the back. How long has it been since you gave any of those to yourself? Too long. So go ahead and notice all you do and how well you do it. You are someone to appreciate. And a little tip. I found this very interesting. If you're having trouble typing one-handed on a phone screen, there's a way to choose a left or right-handed keyboard where the keys shift closer to one side so that your thumb can reach every letter without the awkward stretch. To do this, they give you options here for iPhone versus Android. On an iPhone, when using the keyboard, press and hold the globe or emoji icon. Then tap the left or right keyboard icon, depending on which hand you'll be using. On an Android phone, on the keyboard, press and hold the comma key, and then select the one-handed keyboard. Who knew, right? We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope to see you next time.